Hey, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and Mel B all in the headlines with Life and Style Weekly recap of the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi. We start off with Gaga, who I feel like hasn't been in the news a lot lately. She's been on tour, obviously, in support of her last album, Art Pop. What else has she been up to, Jordy?
Well, recently she was in Toronto, and of course, Lady Gaga is known for her fashion, but she went in sort of a different direction this time. She actually went to a store and bought 3 different bridal dresses. Now remember, she's not engaged yet, so it's a little interesting that she was purchasing bridal gowns.
Perhaps a new fashion trend?
Perhaps. Maybe that will be her new thing this week. But she also purchased 9 other dresses from the store, and the prices range from $2,000 to $15,000.
Well, she didn't have any really big hits off her last album, besides Applause, which I guess did well. But she's clearly not hurting in the cash department, is the Gaga. Whatever makes you happy, Stephanie. A recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. All right, so Beyonce doing a lot of good. The On the Run tour, a lot of people applauding that. But also off the stage, what other charitable acts is she involved with, Jordy?
Well, Lady Gaga might have spent a lot of money, but of course Beyonce is the queen, so she's going to spend that much more. And she actually dropped $7 million on housing for the homeless in her native hometown of Houston.
Good for her, seriously. I mean, you know what? We hear about all these stars and how much money they make and how successful they are, but those stories like that seem to be few and far between.
Unfortunately, that does seem to be the case, but of course, Queen Bey is going to, you know, rock it even when it comes to her charity work.
Of course, absolutely. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Mel B, formerly of the Spice Girls, although who knows, there's all these rumors that they're going to get back together for a Vegas residency. Sitting down with the magazine, what did she have to say?
Oh my God, Mel B was such a fun interview. She told us some really fun little nuggets. The best party she ever went to was George Michael's party at his home after the London Olympics. She said that she wants to raid Beyonce's closet. She loves her style so much. Mm-hmm. Best karaoke moment was singing Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All.
Only there was video of that, right?
Yes. And obviously she's from a girl group, but her favorite boy band of all time is Backstreet Boys.
A little surprised that she went Backstreet Boys over NSYNC, but all right, we'll let it slide, I guess, right?
All right, well, I'm all for Hanson, so.
Jordy, you keep that to yourself.
I know, so I shouldn't say that I have 27 Hanson t-shirts?
I don't know whether you're joking or not, and I don't think I want to know, to be perfectly honest.
That'll be my little secret.
Read more on the latest edition of the Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.